Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Excellent, Anthony, and the Imperials bringing us back from the way, 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 way back machine. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a lot of fun here on the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Rob Grady. Rob is a great member of our Brain Trust, has become now for a long time. 5 years, Rob, you've been hanging out with us 5 years. That's pretty, I know you're pretty excited about that, aren't you?
5 years isn't that long.
Time flies,
time
when,
flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, Rob, I need your website, please.
RobertGrady.com, and it's G-R-E-D-E.
Right. So, folks, we're talking about, by the way, you can find his books, you can find his articles, all of the things he does there, all the things he helps people with. So, are you thinking about selling your business?
I already have.
You've already sold it?
Well, it's in the process, and I'll explain what I mean by it. It's over a period of time is the way I set it up.
Right.
Now, you and I were talking just before the break about how to set a value on that.
Right.
Some of the entrepreneurs that you know, one-person entrepreneurial companies, they're looking for $1 million for their business, and it may or may not be a realistic expectation. So that's the beginning. You have to have realistic expectations.
Right.
The biggest issue is making sure you have a qualified buyer. Now, you also mentioned something before the break about having an apprentice, bringing somebody on board,
yeah,
and teaching the business.
Well, but more importantly, let your customers get to know them, make a transition,
exactly.
so that when you walk out for the last time, when you toss the keys, that person can do an about face and go call on your customers, and the customers don't say, who are you?
Well, you've got to make sure that first of all you have a good personality fit. I mean, you like working with this new person,
yep,
and you have a good feel for.
Values are important, aren't they? Compatible values.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the integrity of that individual.
Yep.
Then you need to meet the clients and make sure that the client approves. And that may come over time. The client may say, oh, yeah, he seems fine. But then 6 months later, you know, I asked him to do this,
mm-hmm,
and he didn't do it. Or, hey, I've had to follow up with you because
that's the values.
Done the way I'm.
That's the values, which includes work ethic and integrity.
Exactly. And all of that is built into the client approval process. If the client isn't going to approve them, you're not going to be able to get what you need from it in terms of value because he's not your new apprentice or your new partner is not providing the value that you used to provide.
Mm-hmm.
So there's part of that mentoring or apprentice process. And the best way to find that out, I think, Jim, is simply give them a project. Delegate a project and say, all right, you handle this and let's see how it goes.
Right.
And you help them along the way, and then once the project is presented, then the client will then let you know whether or not, yeah, this worked out real well. I think this guy's going to be okay. Or this,
mm-hmm,
no, I think we need improvement here, here, or here. And so then you nurture that person along. The difficult part, Jim, and you touched on it earlier, is setting that price.
Right.
We all think that we're worth $1 million. Why that, that nice big round number? Everybody likes to do that. And what I like to do is try and figure out that value of what it is that you offer. You have an income stream, so you can determine what that income stream is worth using whatever methods. And I'm not going to go into the economies,
right,
and financial aspect of what's the value of a dollar today versus tomorrow and all,
right,
that kind of thing. There are ways to do that, and you can look those. I actually have a book about that called The Five Strategies. So you can do different things for setting that future value, but the easiest way I have found is simply split fees.
Mm-hmm.
When I sold my business, I sold it over a 3-year period. Once we had a 6-month get to know each other, do we have a good fit, do the clients like him,
mm-hmm,
type of situation. But I found a guy who does virtually the same thing. He has strengths where I don't, and he has weaknesses where I have strengths. So it was a good fit. He met the clients, did a couple of projects, and the clients took to him and said, yes, this guy is going to work out. I think he'll be fine. And so we simply set up a deal where we split the fees.
Mm-hmm.
The first year I was probably doing maybe 60, 70% of the work. We were splitting the fees. In the second year, I'm doing 30-40% of the work. We're splitting the fees 50-50.
You say split, you mean 50-50.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And in the last year, I'm going to be doing 10% of the work, and we're going to be splitting 50-50.
Right. It's a workout. Yeah, it's a workout. This is another way of taking back paper. If you're selling a Main Street type business, you take back paper, you help finance it. This is absolutely legendary. This kind of an approach is legendary in the small business sector, as you know, Rob. One of the things that I want to point out here, folks, this is a really important reason. What Rob is describing is a really important reason for you to make sure you're maximizing your price, whatever you're charging customers. Because if you're lowballing your customers, you can't. There's not enough margin in there for somebody to come in and take over from you and split fees with you. You got to maximize your price, right, Rob? I mean, that's got to come from way back.
Well, that's a good conversation for another day.
Isn't that right? I mean, so many small businesses don't charge enough, Rob. You know that.
Absolutely, and I agree with you 100%. But like I say, that's kind of a conversation for another time.
Yeah.
Simply because being able to set the price and maximize your value. A lot of us, and I was certainly that way for many, many years. I lowballed just to get the business. Sometimes, other times, just because I didn't have a sense of the value of my own.
But your deal is based on splitting fees. Well, if the fees are so low, you two people can't make a living out of it, getting half of a lowball fee. You got to keep up with that. Rob, I need your website quickly again, please.
RobertGrede.com, and that's Robert, GRED.com.
Hey, Rob, good job today. Congratulations on the sale, by the way, and come back soon.
I sure will, Jim. Thank you very much.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.